Well, I think obviously take some time off, get away. So after 7 games, you're gonna have bumps and bruises, and obviously we've gone through a tough stretch, and so get away from it a little bit, but come back understanding we got a lot of football games left, and we got to get better, we got to make improvements, and we got to find ways to win some football games.
How do you evaluate your performance during this first part of the season?
Well, obviously, hey, everybody knows the record, and so I got to play better. So I'm gonna keep fighting, keep finding ways to get completions, and see if we can move the ball and score more points.
Eli, do you feel confident in your own abilities? Are you questioning yourself in any way, shape, or form?
No, I can still play at a high level, and can get this offense going and do better than what we're doing.
Does it bother you at all when you hear talk that, oh, the Giants should be thinking about the future at some point?
I got to play better. And so I'm not worried about my job going out there and playing at a high level.
Eli, I've heard a few times that you're playing with a cast of receivers who don't have a lot of experience. They say, well, Eli's got to make them better. Is that a fair thing to say or a fair thing to put on the quarterback? You got to make guys around you better?
Yeah, well, I think that's definitely part of the job. You got to find out what guys do well, and put them in a position to make plays, throw accurate passes, and give them a shot to make plays. So it's a combination. We got to make improvements. I got to not coach them up, but make sure we're doing things the right way, and everybody's playing at a high level.
Do you think here in the remaining 9 ball games or so that you guys can make something happen in terms of getting some consistency, winning some ball games?
Yeah, I think we can win some games, and it starts each and every one. Just have a great game plan, understand what that is, and how we're gonna have to play. And I think we've done a decent job of hanging in games. These last couple weeks when we lost some guys, even really the last 5 games, we've been right there in them into the last. Last seconds of games, last quarters of games. So, we understand. We got a good defense. We got to rely on them. We got to do better offensively, get some big plays, do better. Getting some explosive plays, get it to the fourth quarter, and then make the plays there to win the game.
When you look at big picture, you're sitting there at 1-6. What do you look at and say, what went wrong? What in your mind kind of went wrong in this first half?
Well, each game is different. I don't know if there's necessarily one thing that went wrong. We had a little stretch there where had leads and lose a couple of games in the last seconds, last minutes of games. So you're right there in the stretch. That's just football sometimes. You catch we're just not playing well enough. Just not doing everything that we need to do to win football games. And I think, obviously 1-2 weeks ago, this last week, right there in it in the fourth quarter, just didn't make the plays in the fourth quarter.
All right, two more guys.
Eli, going back to the receivers for a moment, I know you said you're going to get away for a little bit, but are you also, since I think this is the first time you've ever had a situation like this where you've had new receivers come in, fairly new, are you going to spend any kind of time putting anything together for them, a video, any kind of instructional or anything to help them?
Well, I mean, everybody knows their assignments. It's guys who have been here, so they're running the right routes. It's just a matter of, so it's not all on them. It's not on the receivers. It's not just, hey, the receivers ran, bad routes. That's the reason we're not having success. So I think they're doing a good job. We got to give them an opportunity. We got to give them shots to make plays. And so it's just this isn't the receivers' fault. They're doing some good things. It's our job to get an opportunity to get open.
When you see a team, did your offensive line play better as the season went on, or did you guys alter enough that allowed for them to maybe be a little better, or did you see actual improvement in those guys in front of you, the different combos and stuff?
And what?
Your offensive line.
How they played better?
Yeah, like did you see tangible improvement, or did you kind of feel like maybe you altered enough things on offense that allowed them maybe to?
Well, we got to put them in the same situation. You can't be stuck in third and longs. I thought last week, we did a good job, managing the offense, and so we had third down protections that were good. We just weren't able to convert on them. Went against a good defensive front. They got to pressure on a few things, but some of them I got to stand in there and make throws. So I think the offense line, hey, they're competing. They're doing a good job. We're hitting positive runs. and put us in a position to convert on third downs. Now we just got to convert on those third downs.
When you see a team like Philly, last one, guys, Philly 6-1, the best record in the NFC, you came this close to beating them in their place. Does that make this even tougher to kind of take?
You know, I think it's tough just because, hey, you're not winning football games. That's the only reason it's tough. It's not comparing yourself to other teams. It's just of what the facts are, and that, hey, we've lost a bunch of games, and that hurts. And so you want to go out there, you want to compete every week, you want to get wins, and that's what we're working towards.